Joining us today on IPR's Iowa Art Showcase, we have two outstanding young women who were selected by the Metropolitan Opera Iowa District Committee to advance to the Upper Midwest Regional Metropolitan Opera National Council auditions in St. Paul on March 25th. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and we're very fortunate to have with us today mezzo-soprano Megan Gray and contralto Leah Lensing. And Megan and Leah will join winners from the four other Upper Midwest Region districts for this audition to advance to New York City to work with Met Opera staff and take part in the Grand Finals concert, which is coming up on April 29th. Currently, both Megan and Leah will soon complete their Master's of Music degrees in vocal performance at the University of Northern Iowa, studying with Dr. Jean McDonald. And both of these young talents have already made headway in starting their careers. And thank you both for joining us today, because I know you've been terribly busy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, Megan, let's start with you. You are a Cedar Falls native, and tell us a few highlights about your career.
I completed my undergrad at UNI, and that was definitely worthwhile, and I stayed for my master's. So a lot of time in Cedar Falls, but these past two summers, I've been a studio artist with the Chautauqua Opera Company in New York, and upstate at the Chautauqua Institution. And this past summer, I had the privilege and honor of being a part of the U.S. stage premiere of Monteverdi's L'Orfeo, which was orchestrated by Ottorino Respighi, and I was Proserpina. So I got to be a queen of the underworld and say, hey, let Orfeo go, please.
And you also, I don't know if you would call it a queen of the forest, but you were also part of Hansel and Gretel, just... what, earlier this year?
Yes, in January. I got to be a little boy again.
In the UNI opera production of Hansel and Gretel here on the UNI campus. And you did a fabulous job on
that. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, Opera Wire has called your singing luminous. And recently you just found out some really great news about your career. Tell us about some of these auditions and the process.
It was very exciting. I can't say anything official, but if you check out my Facebook page, Megan Gray Mezzo-Soprano, I will be posting updates hopefully soon, but I am employed for the summer and the upcoming year, and I'm very excited about that.
And I heard that at this audition you had a rather unusual entrance. Tell us about
that. So Leah and I were both finalists for the Metropolitan Opera's Lindemann Young Artist Development Program. It was a lot of fun. We got to travel together.
Oh, yeah.
But they had me sing three arias, and I had a sinus infection and a pretty nasty fever, and I left. And then when I was walking in to sing the third aria, we were told the first test was to not fall down the stairs, which I did, and didn't land on my face, but I managed to break my big toe in front of the committee, and so I took my heels off and walked to the piano and put them back on, and I was singing Dorabella Zaria from Così fan tutte, and I just said I was getting into character, and it went.
Well, it sounds like you handled it with panache, but of course, I'm guessing these heels were quite high, which probably didn't help matters.
Either. Yeah, it was, and then we ran through O'Hare, and that was probably the worst.
With a broken toe.
With a broken toe. And
a time to be alive, for sure.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on making it through the audition, and I wish we could hear what the secret is, but hopefully soon you'll be able to tell the whole world,
yes.
And that's pretty exciting, and we wish you best wishes in your career.
Thank you so much.
Keeps going. Leah, you are an Iowan. Tell us a little bit about where you're from.
I am from Solon, Iowa, which is near Mount Vernon and Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And I decided to come to UNI and kind of became a lifer and stayed for my graduate degree here as well. And we'll be finishing in May like Megan. And I just have always been involved in music ever since the opportunity arose in middle school.
So what is a contralto?
Well, it always makes people go, oh, when that's said. But I mean, it's just a slightly lower tessiturated female voice. It's similar to a tenor range, but a little bit higher. Singing crossover rep with a dramatic mezzo sometimes, depending on the contralto. But it's just the lowest female voice. Nothing super special. It's just Another voice type.
Well, it does sound very impressive. Last summer, you had fun in Des Moines.
Yeah, that was like a turning point for me, for sure. It kind of told me, you can actually do this. And I wouldn't give my time in Des Moines for anything. I met so many wonderful future colleagues and mentors. I got to observe Joyce Castle. I covered her role in Night Music, and that was an absolute joy to work with her. It basically started everything that I have going in my future now.
Now, on February 2nd, you went through another battery of auditions. Tell us about those that were hosted at Rice University.
So I was invited to the semifinals for the Houston Grand Opera Studio and the Eleanor McCollum competition in Houston. And because of Harvey, their facilities had to be uprooted to several different locations around the city of Houston, including Rice University. And so I got down there and went through 2 days of semifinal auditions and then found out that Sunday if we were in the finals or not, and then stayed through the entire week having coachings with all of the staff there, an interview, Ryan Speck, and getting to know the other people in the program that you would work with, including the current studio artists, as well as possible colleagues in the future with the other contestants. And then had the Concert of Arias concert, which was live streamed, and sang two arias on that, and happened to win the thing, which was crazy.
And you were also chosen as the online viewers award choice.
That was super fun to win.
And now you, this summer, do have plans that you can tell people about.
Yeah, I will be going to the Santa Fe Opera in New Mexico, and will be taking part in 3 of the shows as chorus members and covering a couple roles there. And then immediately upon leaving there, I will be driving to Houston, Texas, and joining the Houston Grand Opera Studio.
Well, brava to you both for what's coming up in your careers. We're all very proud of you. Thanks for today's Iowa Arts Showcase interview goes to IPR's Chris Benton and Barney Sherman. And a big thank you to mezzo-soprano Megan Gray and contralto Leah Lensing for coming over today to IPR. And everyone in Iowa is cheering you on and wishing you the best in all your auditions and in your future successful careers. And brava.
Thank you so much.